So today I've invited Mary Grant and Stuart Crist back on the show. So just to recap, Mary is the managing director at the Piedmont Group. And what she does is she helps to build high-performance businesses by taking a holistic view of your organization and developing a customized solution to meet your objectives. I've also got Stuart. He's a principal at BMC Associates, and they help business partners, business owners, and family businesses resolve conflict and build collaborative working relationships. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I'm very happy you guys could be on again, and I just want to introduce a different topic this week on business leadership, work-life balance, and organizational conflict. Oh my gosh, I need your help on this myself. So, Mary, Stuart, what do we do?
Work-life balance is a growing concern in the United States. I think everybody was so thrilled when technology came along. However, what it's resulted in is people are accessible almost 24 hours a day, anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And while this may seem like it was a lot of fun in the beginning, what's happening is corporations are beginning to experience burnout. Their employees just don't have anything left to give after working 24 hours a day. Productivity is suffering, and people are just becoming frustrated. Smart executives are beginning to bring balance to their lives and set examples for their employees by planning both their business and personal lives on their calendars. While this is a smart thing to do, in our practice at the Piedmont Group, we frequently see conflict arise as a result of executives not being on the same page when it comes to what work-life balance really means.
No, Mary, you're spot on. At BMC Associates, we try to resolve conflict and prevent it in the first place. But surprisingly, what we see is that business owners may actually come into conflict after 5, 10, or even 20 years together. And to your point, a common source of that conflict is when one partner decides that they're now creating more value in the business than their partner, or that they're working much harder.
And that happens frequently.
It does. It does. And when that does happen, that partner basically says, you know, our original deal is no longer working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And often that's when we come into the scene. So even though the original deal might have been good at the beginning, the problem is partners don't construct deals that contemplate change. And that's what's necessary, is to put together an arrangement that contemplates change and then have a regular dialogue so these conflicts don't arise and they can actually threaten the existence of the business.
Oh, I would agree wholeheartedly. We often work with business partners who believe that they're communicating, but have really not had a substantive conversation about work-life balance.
Do you mean by that work-life balance there, you've got one partner who's putting in 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. The other one is putting in his 40 to 50. And one is trying to be balanced with his wife and kids because he's got three of them. The other one, it doesn't. And so they're not really discussing it. And the expectations are there that they're putting in equals, but one knows the other one isn't, and they don't know how to resolve that.
Eric, that is such a good summary of the problem. You know, once you work with executives and you get them to understand their business and personal goals and objectives, you find that there are so many successful ways mm-hmm. of achieving work-life balance. You can have technology-free dinners. You can have one day a week without meetings. You can just agree to have date night with your family or your mm-hmm. wife or mm-hmm. whomever. So there are so many things. And I'm sure, Stuart, you have lots of other points.
Absolutely, Mary. At BMC, you know, we talked about the leadership and alignment of the leadership. But once that's accomplished, the leadership demonstrates through their own behaviors to their staff and to their organization and the company overall. And that leadership actually results in the satisfaction of the staff, the performance of the staff, and the performance of the company.
Our experience is that once there's work-life balance at the top, it flows down to the employees. Have you experienced that with your clients?
Absolutely. Once you have alignment around that, the company can actually demonstrate work-life balance through the ownership behaviors and company policies. That can include mandatory vacation time, personal time off, even things like social give back and employee volunteerism. So that's just one area where at BMC we often have to help bring collaboration to the leaders, the owners, and the overall organization.
You know, I love it. I think that from talking with friends of mine, I had a friend of mine who's actually a bond broker, works for a firm, and he's very successful, but he's decided at his age he wants to work less. And there was a lot of tension as he and his partner decided, okay, what's the split going to be in that business? Whatever the business it might be that you're involved in, if you need assistance, I want to encourage you to check out the Value Platform. This is a group of folks who together can help you evaluate your business, the current value, the gap between what you think it's worth and what it probably is worth now, and how to close that gap to make it worth the most. Go to thevalueplatform.org. That, again, is thevalueplatform.org to get more information. Or if you want to talk to either Mary or to Stuart, you can call me, and I'll get you guys in touch with one another. Again, that's 800-900-9104 here at the Eric Stuart Show and the Eric Stuart Group at Long & Foster Realtors. Hey, when you want to preserve memories and protect value, Wow, there's a theme. We want to protect the value in whatever it is that we have. Recently, there was a number one of Batman that was put up for sale. Well, the best way to protect value for a comic book is to put it into a Mylar sleeve to protect it from the acidification process, which causes the pages to yellow. The best way to protect the value in your house is by keeping the property up in basic standards, right? That means not necessarily tearing out your kitchen and your bathrooms, but making sure that you don't have active leaks, you don't have active problems with electrical or otherwise. And the best way to build your core value in your business is by knowing how much the value is and where you can improve. And oftentimes as business owners, we don't know how to evaluate that. That's what the Value Platform is about. So again, go to thevalueplatform.org. When you want to preserve your memories in the sale of your real estate, you got to decide what you're going to do with your stuff, right? There are basically five things you can do with anything you've got as you're right-sizing. One is take it with you, right? Take the stuff with you that you really, really want. And you oftentimes need to have a general sense of where you're going to go to know what you're going to take with you, but not always. Number two is for family. Hey, I've got things. I want to give it to my uncle, Sam, or you know, my Aunt Millie, or maybe it's to my three kids. So you identify the things that are not going, that are going to go with you, and then you know what's not going to go with you, so the kids can come in and you can have them pick from the things that you want to give them. Or number three is the things you want to sell. Now, if you may recall, Stephanie Kenyon from Kenyon and Sloan Auction House came on the show, did a great interview with us, and recently she was at a listing that we're taking in McLean, that beautiful home off Balls Mill Road, probably in the $1.7 million range. Well, the owner of the property has got one of the finest collections of antiques that I've ever seen. Really amazing stuff. And really needed an expert to help her identify, because she's not going to take it all with her, because where she's going to move is going to be something smaller. So Stephanie helped in the for sale side of it to evaluate values and is helping our client decide what to sell. The fourth category is for giveaway items, donating to charity, things that you neither need or otherwise. I had a property for $3.5 million in McLean, and recently my client called and said, hey, we've decided that we're going to give our property to charity. Wow. So sometimes people don't give away just things, they give away the house. But God bless him for his kindness, and I appreciate his charity. The last and final category is the trash, right? The trash. Well, more in the Right Sizing Guide at 1-800-900-9104. And when I get back, do you need it? Do you love it? Or do you use it? How to get rid of your stuff.